Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio. Hello and welcome to Salford City Radio. And could I ask you, Sue, to introduce yourself and our other guest today?
Certainly. Sue here from Salix Homes, Chief Exec. A very happy new year. It's good to be back. And I really hope you've survived the weather. It's been so cold. Bizarrely, I think. Hope everyone's okay. I've previously spoke to you about my plans to retire this year in 2025, and 2025 is here. But I'm pleased to announce that Liam Turner, and Liam is with me today, has been appointed as our new Chief Executive. Liam's worked at Salix for a number of years now, 12 years, doing a range of roles, really, and I'm sure some of you will have personally spoken to him or met him. And, you know, what a great example of homegrown Salix talent. I've worked really closely with Liam firsthand, and we have tackled some big issues together. And, you know, his commitment and passion he brings to everything he does is fantastic, and I am confident he will bring some fresh energy. I shouldn't say this, he's a lot younger than me, so I'm sure he will bring some fresh energy and continue to lead Salix Homes to further success and growth. Couldn't be prouder to pass on the baton to Liam. And someone who truly shares the same passion for Salix Homes, our customers, our colleagues and our communities. So I am going to hand you over to Liam and for Liam to introduce himself just before we continue on with today's broadcast.
Happy New Year. As Sue said, I'm Liam Turner. I'm currently the Exec Director of Assets Growth and Development at Salix Homes, and I've been here, like Sue said, for almost 12 years now. Prior to that, I previously worked at City West Housing Trust, which is now Forviva. Worked there 5 years prior to joining Salix in 2013. And I've done lots of different roles at Salix. I started in tenancy management and housing management. I've done environmental services, customer services, and then more recently moved into kind of asset management, development and sustainability. And then I joined the executive management team in 2023, and that was as part of us expanding that executive management team, really, to strengthen the leadership in the team as part of our new operating model. Sue's a great example, and I'm absolutely honoured and thrilled to be appointed as the new Chief Exec at Salix. Sue set a really high standard during her time, and I'm committed to continue the legacy that Sue's built, making sure that Salix delivers the highest quality homes and services to our customers and communities. It's a really exciting time. We're coming up this year to our 10-year anniversary of Salix, and we'll be looking to launch our new corporate plan for 2025 and beyond this year. And the focus of that will be on our kind of core purpose to make sure we're delivering high quality homes and services. And I'm really looking forward to leading Salix on the next stage of that journey and helping to create a brighter future for Salford.
Sounds exciting.
Thanks, Liam. But just to say, you're probably not going to get rid of me that easy and that soon. I will be staying around for a few months, probably a few months more than I initially thought I would. And that's just to give Liam an opportunity to appoint to his post, and it's give Liam an opportunity to look at what he needs, where he needs it, really. So probably June for me, but we'll keep you posted on that.
Salford City Radio, the sound of the city.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
So over to some of the questions and queries we've had, but before we move into the specific questions, I'd just like to kind of update you on the new repairs service. Now, we get quite a lot of questions and comments about repairs, and we have spoken quite a lot about it in the past. I think we've discussed as well on previous shows in the past couple of years, we've seen a real increase in requests for repairs, demands kind of gone through the roof, and as well as complaints about the service, really. And rightly so, I think, in some respects, if you're waiting a long time for a repair. We've also talked about the in-depth review, what we did last year. We listened to customers, listened to what they told us. We looked at all the complaints, actually, what we had about repairs. We had a lot of consultation going on, both internally and externally. We spoke to quite a lot of you, particularly people who were dissatisfied with the service. Our customer committee was involved in the process. They were very keen to see some improvements, and and had a lot of input into how we developed the service, really, as did our board as well. So, you know, we're pleased to announce, and it feels like it's been a long time coming, but there's been a lot to do, that the new service has now launched, and hopefully you'll start to see some significant improvement in the repair service. And those improvements it will include, so we've expanded the team, and we've appointed 21 new roles, and they're surveyors, plasterers, plumbers, electricians. We've also reintroduced our apprentice scheme. So you should start to see wait times reduce, really. We are still struggling a little bit with recruitment, but that's not us, that's across the sector, really struggling to get tradespeople. So if there's anyone out there who thinks they may have a trade that we can make use of, I think we're particularly looking for joiners, give us a shout, or look out for any adverts that go out.
Your community radio station, 94.4 FM. This is Salford City Radio.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
We will be offering evening and weekends appointments. So we're going to be working up till 7 p.m. in the evening, and Saturday appointments as well. So if you ring up about a repair, ask about those. Obviously, they'll be limited to the number of slots, but, you know, hoping to see a difference and more flexibility for people, really, when they're repairs. Our new customer portal, My Salix, that's all been refreshed and renewed, and that is kind of really quick and easy to use to book repairs. So you can change or cancel your appointments anytime, day or night, no waiting kind of office hours. You can upload photographs, you can schedule all your repairs in a single booking. Customers told us they didn't like the old chatbot what we had, so we've done away with that. So, if you know, please, I would encourage you to go online now and have a look at the new kind of My Salix. We're now offering virtual video inspections as well. We think some customers will really like that. So, you know, you'll be able to kind of show us in real time, kind of while you're online. Improved communications. Customers now receive reminder texts 7 and 3 days before their appointment. And the operative who's coming to your property will also call you on the way to the appointment. If that doesn't happen, then please do let us know, because you should get those texts automatically, and, you know, your repairs operative should ring you. This has kind of already had a positive impact on our ability to access properties to complete repairs, and has resulted in less cancellations and missed appointments. And I've talked about this as well before. We used to have a real high number of no accesses, what we would call them. People aren't in there when we get there to do the repair. But I think some of that is probably because you can book a repair and then 3 months later we might be knocking on your door and you might have forgot what the repair is and stuff. So hopefully these things will improve. We'll be continuing to monitor the service and make further improvements, and we'll keep you updated as that progresses. So fingers crossed you start to see an improvement. Let us know if things don't happen as you expect.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
We've had a question around right to buy. When does the discount stop applying for right to buy? So I thought it probably just would be useful if I set the scene first, just on what right to buy is and isn't, I suppose. The right to buy scheme gives tenants of council housing the right to buy the home they are living in at a discounted rate. You have to have lived in it for a number of years before you can apply. It was first launched in 1980 under Margaret Thatcher. The aim was to enable people to purchase their home at a discount, and all around providing opportunities for working class people to kind of own their own home. Some discounts could be up to 70% depending on the criteria. I think since then millions of homes have been sold under right to buy. For housing association tenants, you may also have the right to acquire the right to buy, but it's very similar, but it's a smaller discount. It kind of depends when you became a tenant and stuff. For our customers, as homes were transferred from the council to us in 2015, you may also have what's called a preserved right to buy. So if you signed your tenancy before the 23rd of March 2015, then you will have the preserved right to buy. If you signed your tenancy after that date, you might have the right to acquire. So it very much does depend on kind of when you became a tenant. It's a very controversial scheme, and, you know, there are people who support it and there are people who think, for lots of reasons, you know, it doesn't work as it was initially set out to do. And, you know, it has had quite an impact on the social housing sector, really. So if you're selling your stock off, then, you know, your stock depletes. We have seen that at kind of very different levels over the years. And I think initially the idea was that if we, as Salix Homes, sell one of our properties off, we will replace it by building another property somewhere. But actually, some of the discount, if you get 70% discount, you could be buying your property for whatever it's valued at. But, you know, if it was valued at £100,000, you could buy a property for £30,000. We couldn't replace a property. Yeah. And I think also, you know, we've seen quite a lot of the properties that are sold through Right to Buy end up in the private rented sector. And that probably wasn't the idea of the scheme initially. So for us, I think this is kind of on average up and down, give or take. So every year we probably lose between 35 and 40 homes. So if you think, you know, over 5 years, it starts mounting up, doesn't it? I think nationally between April 2012 and March 2024, there were over 124,000 council right-to-buy sales. It's a lot, and there is a massive housing crisis. We've talked about that quite a lot as well in the past. And kind of once they're sold, they're gone forever. We probably have bought a couple back where people have struggled or wanted to sell them back. So it's a positive scheme for people trying to get on the housing ladder, but actually it has a devastating effect on housing associations. So there's been several changes to the policy over the years, most recently changes by the new Labour government introduced in the autumn budget last year. The aim of those changes is to better protect social housing stock. As part of the changes, discounts have reduced and are more reflective of local housing markets. Maximum rates previously were £102,000 or just over. They've now been capped at £26,000 in the northwest. So it is a massive difference, massive. This change came into effect in November 2024, and any applications received after the date where the changes came in are subject to the reduced discount level. We've seen a massive increase in the number of applications we had before the deadline day. And when I say massive, I'm talking a few hundred in increase. That's not to say they will all go through, but if you applied before the deadline date, then you will still be eligible for the previous discount rates. There are likely to be further changes as the government's been consulting on how Right to Buy should be reformed, so we probably can expect some further announcements. For any customer who's interested in finding out more about buying your home, there is information on our website, or get in touch with us. If you were one of those customers who applied before the deadline date, again, if you've got any concerns or you think it should have been dealt with earlier, give us a call.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
Another question we have had in is, why is it that Salix Homes no longer inspects homes and gardens of tenants, which used to happen on a regular basis, and encourage people to look after the places where they live? So just to give you a bit of an update, yes, I agree. I think when I lived in social housing many years ago, we used to get an annual check. So someone from the council would come out and check, you know, check who was living in your home, check you kept your home in a decent standard. Over time, that's probably dwindled away due to resources, I would suggest. I think you've heard me talk about the rent reduction in 2015 when we had to kind of lose quite a lot of staff. So over time, that's probably happened less on a regular basis. We've probably picked things up as we've been out and about, or if some of our repairs ops, for instance, go into a property and they've got any concerns, they would tell us. But when we restructured last year, again, you've heard us talking about getting back to our roots, smaller housing patches, or smaller patches for housing officers, getting back out into communities, doing estate walkabouts. We also reintroduced our tenancy audit scheme. So that's where we will be coming out on a regular basis. I don't want to say it's an inspection, but coming out to speak to you, coming out to understand if the property you're in is still meet your needs, and that means, you know, not only is it too small, but is it too big? You know, we need to start matching people better with properties that meet the needs. We can't do every property every year, so we are doing them on a kind of 3-year rolling programme, unless if you live in a high rise, they'll be done annually as part of your building safety check, or if you live in one of our over 55s, sheltered schemes, independent living schemes, they'll be done on an annual basis. But if you live in a general needs property, there will be a 3-year rolling programme. However, as we are out and about and doing more walkabouts, if we see any untidy gardens, then you might get an inspection sooner than where you were originally planned in the 3-year rolling programme. Or if any customers contact us, if you are concerned, sometimes an untidy garden is the sign of other things going on in somebody's life. And it may be that they need support or they need some additional help. So if you are concerned, please do give us a call. But other than that, we will be picking up property inspections, if that's what we call them, tenancy audit visits, 3 years on that rolling programme. You will be notified when yours is due.
Salford City Radio, the sound of the city.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
That's all the questions we've had. Again, I'm really pleased to be able to introduce Liam. We are going to start inviting some of our other new staff, and we've introduced some new teams. So we've got a new support team, a customer engagement team. Some of those people are going to come along as well over the next few months, introduce themselves so you know who they are. And just before I close, I don't know, Liam, if you want to add anything else, anything I've forgotten to say.
No, I don't think you've forgotten to say anything, Sue, to be fair. I think it's really good that, you know, we can come and support Salford Radio. I think it's a great opportunity for us to get some messages out there to our customers and answer some of the burning questions that people have. So I'm looking forward to continuing the tradition. I think it's really good that we'll have some other people come in, so it's not just Sue you're here or me you're here. You'll be able to hear from some of our kind of frontline teams who can talk about the work they do on a daily basis. But yeah, great to carry on supporting Salford City Radio.
Well, thanks very much.
Just before we finish, just to remind you, so thank you to anyone who has submitted a question. But, you know, please do, if you have any, submit them for the next show. And if you've had a positive experience with our new repair service as well, it'd be good to get some feedback on that. And you can do that via our Facebook page, our website, or by emailing marketing@salixhomes.co.uk. And wish you well and see you soon, or talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Sue, and thanks, Liam.
Your community radio station, 94.4 FM. This is Salford City Radio.